Michigan summer grape season is drawing near. In August, wineries from the Leelanau Peninsula to Paw Paw will begin the annual harvest that makes Michigan the nation's fourth largest wine producer. Over the last couple of weeks, dozens of vineyards have shipped their best work to Lansing to take part in the annual Michigan Wine Competition. And current state's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more. Kevin, did you find any respite from the heat in a chilly cellar?
Actually, I did not, Mark. This year's entries, about 1,000 bottles, are sitting in a decidedly unromantic office storeroom in downtown Lansing. Linda Jones is the executive director of the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, and so she and her staff are getting ready for the 38th annual Michigan Wine Competition that will be held at MSU on August 11th. When I spoke with her yesterday, they had just received their last shipment of bottles.
The wines have indeed arrived, so we've got boxes piled high here. Just over 1,000 bottles of wine are in this room, and we're carefully going through to make sure that the wineries ship the types of wines they intended to ship, that it matches up with their entry form, and we open every box and check it in and make sure nothing is damaged and no corks are leaking and that kind of thing. And we're getting ready to take this over to the Kellogg Center next Wednesday, when we'll start to prepare for the judging on August the 11th.
Can you dip into your private reserve a little bit?
Well, let's see what we can find here.
This is a very physical job, being a wine expert.
It is. It is. So we have a box here from a winery in Southwest Michigan that has delivered their wine. The wineries sometimes are quite rightly concerned about shipping wine in this heat. So many of the wines, as this winery did, chose to physically drive it up to our building this morning, so to make sure that it was held in good condition. A lot of the wineries won't ship wine over the weekend for that reason, so they want to make sure that it gets to us as quickly as it can in cooler vehicles to make sure that no heat damage happens to the wine during the summer. So that's one of the challenges we have about holding the wine competition in the middle of the summer, is that we have to be very careful to hold the wine at the right temperature.
We're talking with Linda Jones, the executive director of the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council. Linda, about a year ago we spoke and we talked about the 2014 harvest. We had had that terribly severe winter prior to that, and at the time you told me that the estimate was about 50% of the crop would be coming in. Did that happen last year, and what do we think will be happening this year?
Sure, yes. It's been a very tough year for our wine grape growers in Michigan, and I would say that actually the total is probably, we don't have the final numbers still yet for the 2014 harvest, but it's probably not even 50%. I would say it's a little bit under 50% in total. But the nice thing is we make wine from about 50 different varieties in Michigan. And so some varieties were not affected by the severe cold last winter. Some were very much affected. So it really depends on where the wine grapes were being grown and what varieties they were. So that's an important consideration.
Any predictions for this year's harvest?
I think we're going to be a little higher than last year. It's interesting, some regions of the state got hit. Actually, I should say in the Northwest, there's going to be a smaller harvest. We're hearing Southwest was not as affected in 2015 as they were in 2014, and I think the reverse is perhaps true up in the Northwest part of the state. So again, very, very regionally specific.
Wine is an extremely difficult product to duplicate year after year. It's like limited edition art. You have it once and then it's gone. How do wineries maintain their brand, knowing that a bad year prior or a good year prior is going to alter the flavor, the fullness, the boldness of the wine?
That's an excellent point, because once, as you say, once an acre of grapes in a particular year is made into wine, that's all the wine you're going to get from that acre of grapes. And what a lot of the wineries do is they have a mix of product line. So they may have a particular wine that will vary a lot from year to year, and consumers actually enjoy that. They're very eager to try what the Pinot Noir from 2014 tastes like, because they have kind of a recollection of what the 13, or they have a bottle of the 13 left. And so there are some consumers that really enjoy experiencing that year-to-year variability, and many of the wineries produce wines that will fit right into that desire. And then there are many wineries that will produce a wine where their goal is to have consistency year after year after year. Those tend to be more of what we call the proprietary blends. So they will have a fanciful name that are less sort of sensitive to the different vintages, and then customers that want to have that consistency year after year that tend to go back to those particular wines. And that's not a hard and fast rule, but that's an observation I've made about the industry, is how the wineries can adapt to different interest levels from consumers.
Are we experimenting these days with brand new grape species, grape blends that are making a mark in some way?
Absolutely, and these two cold winters have really fueled interest in exploring new varieties for Michigan. So at this moment, we actually have some varieties that are in the quarantine system out in California from Italy that we feel have some potential for Michigan. And a group of people are going over this fall to Germany to look at some varieties that might be well suited to Michigan. So we're definitely keeping our eyes open for new varieties that might be well suited to Michigan's climate. And I think that what we find is that it's important to have a mixture of hybrids and vinifera varieties in the state. And we certainly, these two cold winters have really highlighted that importance. And so now we're paying a little bit closer attention as an industry to what options are out there.
Linda, thank you. Let's put these back to bed here and get them ready for your competition.
Let's do it.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Linda Jones is the Executive Director of the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We've put you to hard work today.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.